Hey, it's a Wednesday, time for Campbell Corner on Pioneer Radio, KSRQ. If you look out the window right now, if you're inside looking out, it's not what you see. It's an illusion. Right now we have sunshine, 74 degrees, the birds are singing, and people are mowing their lawns. Okay. You believe that? No. Campbell Corner time, we have a special introduction for today's show in honor of our very unfall-like weather. On the guitar, our very own Mark Johnson.
Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
And the song is being sung by Magenta Weathers, my coordinator here at Pioneer Radio.
Home's calling, call pines humming, Christmas time's coming.
Yeehaw!
Can you hear them bells ringing, bringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
We're being joined by the director of the Campbell Library, East Grand Forks, Charlotte Helgeson. What do you think?
Oh, I'm trying not to think about that.
Do you know we're 2 months away from Thanksgiving? This will go away. This will melt, supposedly.
Yeah, that's what they're saying right now.
Yeah? Okay, well, we'll see. We'll focus on positive things. We'll make our own sunshine, okay?
Oh, Mr. Sun, Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, please shine down on me.
All right,
here on Campbell Corner. By the way, year 8 of Campbell Corner on Pioneer Radio. We reach thousands of people every week, and we were talking off air, and Charlotte mentioned a patron came in and talked about hearing her on Pioneer Radio during Campbell Corner. That's pretty neat.
It is.
Yeah, I like that. Effective communication. All right. Topic 1 on this October 10th day. We have someone coming up to either speak, sing, or demonstrate.
I suppose any of that would be possible.
Well, it doesn't. Yeah, I'm kind of guessing here. October 16th at 6:30 p.m., and her name is Mindy. Tell me more.
Mindy Maya, and we've mentioned her before. I'm just trying to recruit people to put it on their calendar. It's so easy to forget a single event like that.
Mm-hmm.
But on October 16th, which is a Tuesday, at 6:30, we have Mindy here. She'll be doing a writer's workshop for those people who are so busy they think they can't write.
I see.
And she has strategies to help them do that.
Oh, that's good. A plan. I like that.
So what's
her background? Where does she come from for experience and education training?
Well, her grandparents are from Minnesota.
Oh, that's
so
good enough
that
for
always
me.
Helps.
Hey,
yep,
that helps
that's
right
a
there.
Good thing.
There you go.
And she does live down in the cities right now, so she is a Minnesotan.
Okay.
Which, you know, that makes a lot of difference also.
And she's written a lot.
But she writes thrillers.
Okay.
Or mysteries.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So something a little different. We've had children's authors in here recently, but now we have a mystery writer, which we have a lot of mystery readers. And since writing is kind of an individual, isolated activity, we don't always know who's writing.
That's true. That's very true.
So please come join us on the 16th.
If you have the urge to write and want to find out more about how to do that, come listen to Mindy. Again, that's on Tuesday, October 16th at 6:30 p.m. And I'm assuming that's free of charge?
Free of charge. Sponsored by Northwest Minnesota Arts Council.
And they're good folks there, too. All right.
Yes.
Number 2, books and banter, or banter and books, or is it banning books? I don't know.
No, we're not going to go there.
Not banning books, okay.
We snickered ourselves around here because we do go back and forth between all of us trying to name things. And the evenings, once a month at Mama Maria's with Angela, they talk about books that people are reading, what they liked, what they didn't like, and recommend to each other. She calls it banter and books, which I thought was great. Two words, alphabetical. I can remember that.
There you go. I like that.
A lot of our flyers say books and banter the other way around. It's kind of a cheese and macaroni or macaroni and cheese dilemma. But I just wanted to let people know it's the same thing. It's okay.
Okay, same deal. Books and banter or banter and books, yes.
Right.
Very good. Number three, season of poetry. When is that season, by the way?
As soon as you'd prefer to sit under a blanket at home on the couch rather than go outside in whatever weather is there.
And shovel or whatever, yeah, okay.
And what I'd like to do, we have a collection here at the library that is poetry for young people.
Mm.
And it's in the easy section, but I go there quite often. I really enjoy it because there are famous authors and poets who we've heard about, but we don't always go read them because it might have been an assignment when we were a kid and we didn't like them.
A task.
But now you go back and look at them, and they're read a little differently, and especially if you look at the ones that are picked for young people.
Mm.
So I'm going to read just the first stanza of October Paint by Carl Sandburg.
Okay.
So October Paint. Flame blue wisps in the west. Wrap yourself in these leaves and speak to winter about us. Tell winter the whole story. Now, I like that because I was really hoping to see color.
Sure, sure.
And now we have winter.
Yes, Carl Sandburg. Nicely done. All right.
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, is another one that has poems about snow and winter. And so it's just fun to pull it up and, again, relate to kids and let them hear it.
Yeah, pour a cup of coffee or tea, settle in, and read poetry. Mm-hmm. Good idea. All right, we've advanced now to number four here, which is our usual last topic of the week during Campbell Corner, and that's new books. Do you happen to have any there in your desk, Campbell?
I do, and I'm just really enjoying myself with the change in seasons. So both of these books have the word seasons in the title.
Okay.
One is called Alone Time, but the subtitle is Four Seasons, Four Cities, and the Pleasures of Solitude.
Okay.
So throughout history, there's been a lot of commentary written about people traveling alone, especially women. And it's not recommended. You should be having a partner, companion, or travel in a group. This woman, Stephanie Rosenblum, traveled on her own. And she talks about how she learned to enjoy it. And sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's not. But if you think about how when you walk into a park and you're by yourself, you may take a little more time to look at things.
Sure.
Yeah. Rather than chatting to the person who's sitting next to you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what she writes about. So it's a fun read. The second book is called The Seasons of My Mother.
Oh, okay.
And it's by Marcia Gay Harden.
Mm-hmm.
Subtitle, A Memoir of Love, Family, and Flowers. And she talks about her mother, who grew up as a proper Dallas lady.
Pardon me?
She knew how to walk, she knew how to talk, she knew how to dress and be a lady.
Etiquette, yes.
And then with their family being part of the military, she ended up in Japan and learned how to do the designing of flowers, which is ikebana.
Okay.
And then raised her children with this mixture of a Dallas upbringing, military surroundings, Japanese flowers, and at the time that this book was written, her mother is suffering with the onslaught of Alzheimer's.
Oh, my.
So it's a story about the seasons of her mother's life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very nice story.
Okay.
And that's what I know.
And that's what you know?
All of it.
Well, that's more than I expected, so that's good. Well, wonderful. Again, Mindy coming up on October 16th, and if you're looking to improve your writing skills or start a way to write, come on in. It's free, Mindy at Campbell on the 16th, a Tuesday at 6:30. Don't forget about books and banter and the seasons of poetry and the new books that we just talked about. Now, many activities, many events, many services at Campbell Library. And as we always say, to find out more, Charlotte, what can folks do?
They could call us at 218-773-9121. go to the website at egflibrary.org or put their snow boots on and come and visit.
Very good. Okie dokie. Thank you. And think sunshine.
Will do.
Okay. Campbell Corner, Wednesdays at 3:05 on Pioneer 90.1.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.